This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumu assiyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become mindful of God. That's verse 183. This verse addresses the fact that the main goal of fasting is the attainment of God consciousness. So the first point of reflection is that fasting was prescribed for all nations to whom prophets and messengers were sent. It is not something restricted to Muslims. And this is verified in Christian texts describing Jesus' 40 days of fasting, as well as Jewish texts describing Prophet Moses' 40 days of fasting likewise. The second point of reflection is that the main goal of fasting is attaining mindfulness of God. The same as salah. Allah said, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي Establish the formal prayers to remember me. So, in the same way that we realize, or should realize, that salah in which we are not conscious of God doesn't earn us any reward. Similarly, fasting in which we are not conscious of God doesn't earn us any reward. We're just going through the cultural rituals. The whole society is fasting, so we go along with it. This is not what was prescribed for us. The third point of reflection is that currently, for most people, Ramadan is a month of feasting and not fasting. Consequently, Allah will not be remembered. Instead, it is the enjoyable, tasty meals we ate during the month that will be remembered. And that's what we will take out of it. The many enjoyable meals that we had, instead of remembering Allah and making some form of sacrifice in this month in remembrance of Allah. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha.